to apologize for a change in title, which didn't make it into the program. But I hope you won't be disappointed, because we're still going to talk about water retention and the ISS and the ORS experiment. This talk really links in nicely with the previous two talks, except we're one step behind. We are not looking at the root at this point. We're still looking at the porous media itself. But the main goal of this NASA-funded project is to look at the optimization of root zone substrates. And what I will talk to you about today is a measurement scheme, how to measure porous media water retention and oxygen diffusion in a system where there's no gravity, and microgravity. If we take such a system to the space station, take it to space travel, or take it to planetary habitats. But first, the system I'm going to talk to you about today has already been developed, and the experiment has already happened. This picture was taken on the International Space Station, and it shows a Russian cosmonaut by the name of Oleg Katov manually priming the porous substrates, which you can see here through the window. And this picture was taken in June of 2007, this year. And the experiment just recently finished, and just Monday night, with the return of the shuttle, returned to Earth. And as you may be able to, well, you may already know, or you can envision, that porous media play a crucial role in a lot of applications in reduced gravity, be it storage of liquids, be it delivery of liquids, or be it filtration. And one of the applications also is to grow plants in it. And plants have fulfilled a variety of really important functions and are the only technology, at least to my knowledge, that for long duration space missions will provide the benefits that you see there on the graph. However, one of the biggest problems so far with growing plants in microgravity has been root zone hypoxia, or the lack of the... You don't hear me, Scott. I'll come closer to the microphone. Can you hear me better now? Excellent. So the problem with the growing plants in space has been root zone hypoxia, or reduced gas exchange rates. And this effect has been discovered by using root zones that are similar to the one that you see here, where the embedded in the porous media, or porous membranes that deliver water to the system under a slight suction. And what has commonly been done is that plants have been grown in these systems here on Earth under best management practices, and then the same system was taken up to the International Space Stations, and plants have shown this hypoxia effect and showed reduced vigor. So this is one of the microgravity effects that tips this balance here against our favor. So with the resource adjustment, if we know about the porous media physics, we might be able to tip this balance into our favor again. And the porous media that have been used for growing plants in space are typically in the range of 1 to 2 millimeters, or close to this particle size. And the reason this media has been used in the past is because liquid and gaseous phase can be easily controlled in this media. You see here on the left-hand side water retention curves for these media. There's one known by the name of turface, which really is the 1 to 2 millimeter particle size, and then another one by the name of profile, which has a slightly smaller particle size of 0.25 to 1 millimeter, and a mixture of these two media. And although you can see it, here we have the matrix suction on the y-axis. These media drain over a range of 10, or in the case of profile, 15 centimeters of suction. So they're very easy to control with the engineering means. And what does this all have to do with gravity, and why are we looking at this? One idea is that because liquids may configure differently in porous media, that this will be the driving force for reduced gas exchange rates in microgravity. What you see here is a simple simulation that shows the difference in liquid configuration in the case of terrestrial gravity and of microgravity. And in a simple simulation, we have lumped both the solid and the liquid phase together into the black squares, and the open squares are areas where gas transport may happen. And you see here for a relatively low airfield porosity that if I distribute liquids more or less evenly in the system, I get no connected gas-filled squares, allowing very little gas transport in the system. Whereas if I let gravity distribute liquids differently, where now I have more liquid at the bottom and less at the top of my sample, I do allow a gas-filled channel to have high gas exchange rates in this case. And as I go to lower airfield, higher airfield porosity, what I create is that even though I have about the same amount of gas-filled channels that are connected, I tend to have more tortuous pathways in the cases of microgravity. And this would be a nice explanation of why we have reduced gas exchange rates in microgravity. But the challenge, of course, is how do we measure all of this? But first, our experimental objectives for this experiment are to first quantify gas diffusion at varying water contents in both gravity regimes, to measure and characterize porous media water retention at both gravity regimes, and eventually to put this all into a framework that allows us to better describe porous media physics and perhaps allows us to optimize porous media for plant growth in space. So how do we go about doing this? We have developed an experimental cell, which you see here, which is a dual-chamber sealed gas diffusion cell. The cell holds the porous substrates in this center chamber, and it has about a volume of about 130 milliliters. Water is supplied through this porous membrane that you see here, which is through these porous tubes connected to a water reservoir and a pump, so that through metering the pumped volume, we know how much water is in the system and can derive the water content from this. Matrix potential is measured in two locations. One, there's a pressure transducer sitting in the water line, and the other one, we have a pressure transducer tensiometer situated here, which is connected to a porous cup to the medium. In addition to this, we have a single probe heat pulse water content sensor here, which serves as a second reference for the water content. The porous media that you see here is held in place through two screens, which then connect to two air-filled chambers, one being the source, the sink chamber, one being the source chamber, which is slightly larger than the sink chamber. Both of these air chambers can be opened and closed to valves situated at these endpoints, and oxygen concentration in both chambers is monitored through oxygen sensors that you see right there. The experimental process works in the following. The substrate, as I said, is packed in the center portion here. We will vary the water content in a sort of multi-step in and outflow experiment, and we'll get to the water retention information that way. And for the oxygen diffusion part, we will flush both air chambers, the sink chamber with nitrogen, the source chamber with ambient air, which contains about 20% oxygen. At this point in time, the chambers are sealed, and we are monitoring the change in oxygen concentration at both chambers, which you see in this bottom graph as a function of time. And we then take this temporal information and fit oxygen diffusion coefficients for the gas transport from this. It is all based on a fixed first law of diffusion, and Glautz and Wolfson in a 1989 paper presented a solution for this dual chamber experimental cell, which you see here, with some extra terms that look rather nasty but contain nothing but the geometry information for the cell. So from this temporal information, we can essentially fit this diffusion coefficient. And now that I've showed you how this experiment works, I'd like to show you some preliminary results for this. But they're really preliminary. We just recently finished the experiment. We're still working on the data, but I do want to share some of this information with you. And I realize that these slides are slightly busy and contain a little too much information, but I'll try to walk you through. What I show you here are water retention curves for 9 cells. In each experiment, we have 3 cells that contain 1 media, so there's 3 cells of turface, which is the 1 to 2 millimeter particle size. There's 3 with the mix, and there's 3 with the profile. And you have on the x-axis the water content, and on the y-axis the matrix potential. The solid lines are modeled or simulated lines based on measurements that we have done on the ground, while the symbols represent the measurements in space. The open-faced symbols are wetting, and the closed-faced ones are drying. And what you see here in terms of the water retention functions for all media, despite some experimental error, one might be pressed to come to the conclusion that water retention might be similar in microgravity than it is to Earth. And in terms of the oxygen diffusion coefficients, the picture is slightly different. I'm confusing you a little bit here because now on the x-axis I'm not plotting the water content but the air-filled porosity, so just think going the other way. And on the y-axis I have the oxygen diffusion coefficient, once again for turface, mix, and profile. And the solid line once again is the model. In this case it is one of the models by Per-Moldrup, fitted once again to the Earth data. What you see here is that in general we find that oxygen diffusion coefficients throughout the range tend to be slightly reduced compared to the Earth-based measurements, but that the biggest difference is found in the 2 smaller particle sizes, where for one thing we have more of a reduction compared to Earth, and also we see more of an effect of hysteresis, which we have so far not observed on Earth for these media. So with this I will come to the summary and conclusion slide. We have, as I've mentioned before, developed this experimental system which has been successfully flown on the International Space Station from June to October this year, and we are still busy analyzing the data. But the preliminary results suggest that, for one thing, oxygen diffusion seems to be slightly reduced in microgravity than it is compared to Earth-based measurements. There seems to be more of a hysteresis, so that will be something interesting to look for. And that the differences, both the reduction and the hysteresis, seem to be more pronounced for the smaller particle sizes than for the larger particle sizes, which seems counterintuitive, and that's something that we're trying to analyze. But water retention seems to be similar, or appears to be similar. However, this information should be digested with care. We're still analyzing the data. And we will have a second flight opportunity, which will provide us with more data. And with that, I'll thank you for your attention and be happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there short questions?
You reported that the difference in gas diffusion seemed to be more significant with smaller particles.
Yes.
Is this a function of connectivity of pores? For this connectivity, do you have the capacity to measure that before you send it off for a flight?
I don't have the capacity to mention this, but I can speculate it, and I would assume it is both connectivity and tortuosity that is responsible for this.